News brought to you by Liberty National Bank. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 19th. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today, high in the upper 80s. Right now, it's fair and 70 downtown Chickasha. A new superintendent for Chickasha Public Schools could be announced tonight. The school board interviewed what was believed to be the fifth and final candidate for the post during a special meeting last night. There's another special meeting set for this evening. The group to again go behind closed doors to discuss the candidates. And after coming out of executive session, there's an item to vote on the possible employment of the superintendent. Jack Heron has been the interim superintendent since earlier this year. The future of the Chickasha School District's adult education program will be discussed at a closed-door session of the board as well. The item on the agenda calls for the school board and its attorney to discuss a review of the program from Career Tech. Adult Education Director Lisa Johnson telling Ranch News the program may be in danger of being discontinued. Johnson said the program was put on a corrective plan. However, Career Tech has approved a one-year extension to make sure they stay in line with their requests. Johnson said the district's already signed the grant for the adult education program for the upcoming year. A $15.1 million general fund budget for the city of Chickasha for the 2019 fiscal year approved by the city council last night. That's a slight increase over the current fiscal year that ends next week. The budget passed with a 7-1 vote, with Councilman Mark Keeling provided the lone vote on the measure.
We were like a million short last year. Again, we're a million short this year. And I took it where we needed to be good stewards and try to figure out what to do. So through that whole year, I've noticed we waived a lot of fees. I'm going to say we waived about $100,000 worth of fees, not charging for this, not charging for that.
He said the council must be willing to make some tough decisions. Keeling opposed to the council's lease with the YMCA, which is leasing the old National Guard Armory to the Y for $1 a year. Keeling also not in favor of hiring an assistant chief for the fire department, and he spoke against $20,000 the city pays to have a promoter for downtown Chickasha. An investigation into a case of alleged child molestation lands a man in jail. 47-year-old Stephen James Denton being held on a $100,000 bond, charged with two counts of sexual assault of children under 16. Following an investigation by Chickasha police last week and questioning of the victims by a third party, an arrest warrant was issued for Denton. He was taken into custody Saturday afternoon. He heard the formal charges against him during his initial appearance in Grady County District Court yesterday. He's to be back in court August 1st for a preliminary hearing conference. In a Ranch News follow-up, the investigation into a reported case of child abuse is still ongoing, but a suspect arrested in connection with the case has been released from jail. Chickasha police arrested a suspect on a child abuse complaint last week, but he was released Friday. No charges being filed at this time. The Grady County District Attorney's Office only would say that the investigation into the allegations is ongoing. An emergency protective order has been granted against the suspect. A hearing on that matter is scheduled next week. Obituaries today include 93-year-old Marie Hector Morgan of Chickasha. Graveside service will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Anadarko's Memory Lane Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Epworth Methodist Church or the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. Graveside service for 64-year-old Brenda Yarnell of Chickasha, 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Fort Cobb Cemetery. Arrangements also with Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 54-year-old Lori Hale of Chickasha, 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home. Ranch weather today calling for lots of sunshine and temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now it's fair and 70 downtown Chickasha.